on sale. You won't find a better price on Hahn files anywhere. So visit Walsh Brothers soon and get your filing system ready for a great new year.
Walsh Brothers. We're more than you expect us to be.
Walsh Brothers.
We're more than you expect us to be.
Fight, fight, fight. Chew, chew, chew. Fight what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Ah, I think it's time for a little high-speed internet action. What do you think?
I think you're right.
Every week we bring you a website that we feel allows you to show off that high-speed internet connection that you have from our friends at Cox High-Speed Internet, the only true residential high-speed internet service. DSL, no.
Mid-speed.
Mid-speed. AOL. Rusty wire. And a reminder, if you're on AOL and you're paying for a second phone line, you are blowing it. You're 50 to 100 times slower, and you're probably paying as much, if not more, than you would pay for a cable modem. So,
yeah.
Don't be a cyber tard.
You're so lazy.
I know. This week's site is called Shoes Off. It's a short film that won an award at the Cannes Film Festival, and you can see it in all its glory, on your internet
you
connection.
You mean the Cannes Film Festival?
Cannes.
Jeez, what's wrong with you?
Cannes. No, it's French, isn't it? Cannes?
Cannes.
you can, of course, click over to that link from our website, datadoctors.com/radio. Look for the Cox High Speed Internet section of the website. And while you're there, if you are one of those that is looking to convert from mid-speed or low-speed, you can click on the link there and see if it's available in your neighborhood. I highly recommend it.
And you can sign up right there online, or, of course, at any Data Doctors location here in the Valley, you can sign up. We have the Fast Connect kits. We can help you get going. We can explain things. We can make the process easy. We can take out all the fear.
Make it simple.
And help hook you up.
Cox High Speed Internet. It's the only way to go. Once you go high speed, you're never going to go back.
No, for sure.
Yeah. All right, let's go. Phones, email. Phones, email. Phones, email.
Phones.
Wilbur's got a good question.
Wilbur has a good question. Let me find Wilbur. There he is.
Wilbur!
Yes, sir.
Never gotten that one before, I bet.
Yeah.
I got your favorite ME program.
Windows ME?
Yes. The update, or the update version of XP is a good deal to put over the top of it?
The first question when it comes to upgrading the operating system is, what are we trying to fix? What's wrong with ME that's making it worth taking the risk of upgrading?
Well, like everybody else does, I get the blue screen of death every once in a while.
Okay, and you think by going to XP that's going to go away?
Well, yeah, upgrading to Windows will always fix all the problems you have in your computer.
No.
Well,
I understand
yeah,
that.
Blue screens are, you know, it really depends mainly on what you do after you install the operating system, so...
The computer you have now, did it come with Windows ME, or did you upgrade from something else?
No, it had ME. It's got ME on it.
Okay, but did it come with that originally, or did
yes.
you...
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Is it under warranty by any chance?
Oh, no.
Okay, I was going to say, because if it's under... Just for those of you that are out there that have something that's under some kind of a warranty, if you upgrade, you void that warranty, so make sure that you're aware of those situations.
Here's what I generally tell people that are asking this kind of question. Sorry to cut you off.
Go ahead. No, you're going to say the same thing I'm going to say.
Yeah, if what you got is getting the job done for you, and there's nothing new that you need to be able to do, and there's nothing, you know, if it's just... Don't upgrade for the sake of upgrading. If what you got is getting the job done, then you're only asking for trouble by moving on and moving forward.
Are the blue screens happening a lot, or just once every while?
No, just once in a while. It's nothing...
But
it just gets to the point it just flat locks up, and you can't do anything but just kill the power and start over again.
Yeah, well, chances are you've installed something that's kind of given some instability issues for Windows. So the problem with recommending that you go to Windows XP, I mean, Windows XP is certainly a better operating system than Windows ME. I like to recommend people migrate to Windows XP by the next time they buy the next computer you buy.
Okay.
That's the easiest way to migrate.
Okay.
The problem with upgrading is if there's anything wrong with any of your hardware, if there's some other issue, and you try to do an in-place upgrade from ME to XP, you're bringing all of the junk along with it. So chances are you're going to have some issues and instability with even after you go through all the expense and pain of upgrading.
Hey, Wilbur, let me ask you another quick question. You mentioned it just locks up and does these kinds of things. Do you leave your computer on all the time, or do you start it up and shut it down each day?
No, I just start it up every time I go to use it. Otherwise, it's shut down.
Okay, because that replenishes the resources, which
will
help.
Yeah, a lot of people will leave their computers on all the time, which is just fine. But if you're not rebooting your machine probably daily, if you use it on a regular basis for Windows ME or any Windows 98 or 95 product, That needs probably a real good daily reboot. If you're running XP or 2000 or NT, you probably want to do that at least weekly.
Now, what I'd probably recommend is, since you're getting those blue screens, something you've installed is causing Windows ME some problems. I would start by just getting rid of everything that you can. Go into the Add Remove Programs and remove and uninstall any programs you really don't need.
Okay.
How many things are down by your clock in what's called a sys tray? How many little icons do you see?
I think there's about six down there. I'm not right at the computer at this moment, but I think it's about six.
Yeah, you want to get that down to as few as possible, because those all represent programs that are running in the background. Each one of those can conflict not only with Windows, but with each other. So it's one of those deals that the more people you have trying to discuss something, the more chances of conflict you have. You know, if there's one person, it's easy. Two, it's a little easier. So the more people you bring into the meeting, you know how that works.
Yeah, it's I think it's zone alarm, and of course the virus scan is in there. And
the virus scan is something I definitely would keep. Zone alarm, do you have a high-speed internet connection?
No.
Okay.
No, not out here, no. They don't.
Then there's
far out of the country.
There's probably not a whole lot of reason to be using zone alarm.
Zone alarm is good for people who have a high-speed, always-on connection and have an IP address that exposes them to the internet, but if you're using dial-up, there's really nothing to protect yourself from.
Well, your risks are a lot lower.
Oh, okay.
So you might want to remove that and
just try to
go back to the zen of computing. Keep it simple.
Okay.
All right, Wilbur.
Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for holding, and hopefully that helped you and anyone else listening that has a similar problem. It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney. We are the Data Doctors. We'll be back after this.
More and more people.